It's a very special KRMG 8 a.m. in-depth hour. We're joined in the studio by Coach Alan Trimble, the former coach of the Jinx Trojans. Before we speak with the coach, let's hear a little bit about what he means to the Jinx community and the broader Northeast Oklahoma community. Here's KRMG's Russell Mills.
I spent a good part of a day in Jinx America. Didn't meet a soul who hadn't heard of Coach Trimble. Some knew him better than others, but the takeaway was this.
The impact that he's had on so many lives is just special because it's about more than just football. And he truly cares about the boys.
We'll spend an hour hearing about him and hearing from him in depth on the KRMG Morning News beginning at 8. Russell Mills, News 102.3, KRMG.
Issues that matter to you. Expanded on the KRMG Morning News 8 a.m. in-depth hour.
If you have some well wishes or some questions for Coach Trimble, we'll take them right now via open mic on the KRMG app. Coach Alan Trimble, welcome to the KRMG Morning News.
Thank you, Dan. It's good to be here. I appreciate you guys having me out.
You are here in a wheelchair. From what I've seen the last 20 minutes, you seem to be in very good spirits. How are you feeling? How are you doing?
Well, I'm in great spirits, like you mentioned, just enjoying retirement, staying busy. Physically, not quite ready to go hit the football season like I used to be.
Yeah.
Pretty much confined to a wheelchair right now, but it sure beats the other alternative. But I'm in great spirits, having a great time, and just moving on with life.
Okay. A couple of things. If you need to take a break, you tell us.
Oh, you got it.
We've built in plenty of breaks here.
Yeah, we're good.
The other thing is I'm going to do my best to kind of stay out of the way this hour because this is the guy right here that I want to ask ask the questions that need to be asked. So, Rick Corey, I want you to tell me first what this guy means to you.
Well, I think what he means to all of high school football is character and class and the ability to do things and to win the right way. Let's just say Bill Belichick wishes he was Alan Trimble.
Right? Alan Trimble wishes he was getting Bill Belichick's paycheck.
Yeah, I would imagine you would. But, you know, as many times as, you know, being the guy who's done union football for 17 years, and Don King, the Jinx broadcaster, is in the studio as well, and we're friends, we've been lifelong friends, but I've been friends with Alan. I mean, even during games when he'd do something, you're like, you want to cuss, you want to yell, you want to scream, but you can't help but appreciate what he did. And the other thing is, you look at his program and his kids, and they're successful people.
Yeah,
and they love what they do. I think for Alan Trimble, I mean, for Oklahoma football, there are giants, there are legends here, but he's going to be in that top three.
You were building grown-ups, not football players, at Jinx, right? Primarily, you were building good human beings.
Well, that was kind of our mission. You know, we want to, not to sound too technical, but we want to educate the whole child. We want to make sure, you know, I think I owe it to every young man in my program to build their character and teach them to be on time, teach them to, you know, work hard, teach them to serve others. So, yeah, we had a philosophy of servanthood, and hopefully those things go with them when they walk out the locker room door after we get to touch them for 3 or 4 years.
Servant leaders.
Yeah, and you know, Barry Switzer said a long time ago that he didn't create the monster at Oklahoma, he fed it. And that's kind of what Alan went into. I mean, there was Perry Beaver, and there was Ron Lancaster, and there were great people there at Jinx. But what you did was unprecedented. When you took that job, that was an impressive group before you. How did that feel to follow those guys?
Well, I just remember my dad calling me to congratulate me on the getting the head job in 1996, and he said, well, you know, the only problem with that is, son, is there's only one way to go, and that's down, because you're following two or three Hall of Fame coaches. I didn't really think of it that way, but, you know, you're exactly right. Jinx was very good, had a great tradition long before I got there, and, you know, I just tried to go in and empower some guys and try to keep it going.
As a coach, what was it you took from those guys before you?
Well, that's a great question, Rick, you know, because you learn from everyone you work for and you learn from everybody you play for. The unfortunate thing is sometimes you learn things that you would never, ever do, but it's still knowledge and it's still things you can apply to your program. But, you know, Perry Beaver was I remember him well, such a blessing. He gave me an opportunity, but he empowered his coaches. He gave everybody a responsibility, and he wanted you to go do your job. Coach Lancaster, one of the most organized guys I've ever worked for, very driven, there's no other way to describe him. He's hardcore. He worked very hard, very driven, but I learned a lot of organizational skills from him.
Those guys are guys, Dan, that if you hadn't been around here a long time, you might not have heard of, but they're the ones who started what is that Trojan pride over there. But when Alan took over, it goes to the next level. And I got to tell you, I don't know whose idea it was, but I've always wanted to ask. When the playoffs happen at Jinx, all the kids dye their hair blonde. Okay, where did that come from?
That actually started under Coach Lancaster's regime. I want to say when we went to the playoffs in 1992, that might have been the first year that the kids decided to go gold, is what they call it, going gold. And that's something that just kept going each and every year. I think it's a pretty neat tradition.
I got to tell you, Dan, when they do that, they become different players. I mean, they're great teams. Anyway, when they do that, they are unbeatable. Everything changes, their persona, their body image. It does, doesn't it, Alan? It's remarkable what happens.
Well, it is, and it's really hard to explain because, it's just a tradition. I mean, we forgot to mention Red Rogers, another Hall of Fame coach. That was before Coach Beaver. But that tradition goes way back, and again, it was such a blessing to be a part of that. But the blonde hair, you're right. We know that that begins the new season. Everybody's undefeated, and you have to go 1-0 four times, or three now.
Yeah. That's better than hockey's playoff beards by far. That's really cool. What do you just as a I'm a marching band guy, so what do I understand about football? What mystifies me is how this corner of the state has gotten so good at producing great high school football teams, as compared to, say, the schools around Oklahoma City. Not that there aren't great programs there, but we're so dominant up here. What do you think that is, Coach?
I think it's Union and Jinx High School's fault. There's been, and Rick can tell you, there's been an arms race for a number of years. But I think the answer is a simple answer, but I think it's a complex set of things that have to happen. Ridiculously high expectations. When you walk into the halls of Union High School or Jinx, they have tremendous expectations of every program, not just football, but all their athletics, their debate, their English, their band, their choir. They want excellence in everything they do. And certainly they want bragging rights on the football field. So I think, for the past 20-some years, that's what's raised our level. And, there's a lot of commitment. They put a lot of money in it. They put a lot of commitment. The communities and the schools rally around their people, and it's the ultimate high school situation as far as school spirit and community pride.
And now you can add Broken Arrow and Owosso to that with those championships there. There was all you were waiting for is for them to open that door, and when they now that they've done it, that's a different animal too.
I know it. Doggone Coach Blankenship and David Alexander have gone and done it, but how cool is that? We call it the Big Four. To have the Big Four here, and all of them are slugging it out each and every week.
We got an open mic that I think this is the right time to play this one here.
My child goes to Broken Arrow High School, and I would like to offer a sincere thank you to you for retiring so that Broken Arrow could finally win its state championship.
What are you going to say, Alan?
He's got nothing.
said,
"You couldn't." I'm
sorry.
Oh,
I'm sorry. You couldn't hear it. That's right. Here we go.
I'm going to turn the mics off so you can hear this. You really need to hear this one. Here we go. Got your mics off. Get out.
Coach, my child goes to Broken Arrow High School, and I would like to offer a sincere thank you to you for retiring so that Broken Arrow could finally win its state championship.
Oh, that's hilarious.
There we go.
Thank you for that. I tell you, it couldn't happen to a better guy, though. David Alexander was on my staff for a long, long time. He's a great guy. I'm really happy for him.
He mentioned arms race, Dan.
Yeah.
I was standing with him underneath in his office. You should have seen his old office. People think, these schools spend all this money on football and athletics. He offers under the stadium in a weight area with a desk in the corner. And he may not remember this, but I was walking out and he says, yeah, all I got to do if I want something is say, well, Blankenship has it. That was back then.
That's called whipsaw.
Yeah, and suddenly, that gets done.
It worked pretty well, yes.
I tell you what, let's take our break now in just a moment. Rick went and talked with some of your competitors
yep.
and got their thoughts. And we're going to hear that right after this.
Hey, Coach. Larry with ALS Patient Services Outreach. Just wanted to say hi to you this morning, and thanks for all you do to raise awareness for ALS.
Leave your tributes, ask your questions of Coach Alan Trimble via open mic on the KRMG app in a moment. What his competitors have to say about Coach Trimble.
We tell you the three big things you need to know every 15 minutes, all day. Now, back to the KRMG Morning News 8 a.m. In-Depth Hour on News 102.3 KRMG.
You know, I'm a Union band dad, but I've got relatives that have played for Jinx. Stuart White was on Coach Trimble's state championship team a couple years, I believe. But just want to say thanks for raising the bar for all the kids in Northeast Oklahoma. It's great.
And the coach shaking, nodding his head at the mention of Stuart White there. Thank you to the Union band dad for that comment. We have a text at 95920 reminding us that Coach T drove the band equipment truck to California Trojan Pride performed, through a snowstorm when they performed in the Tournament of Roses parade. They needed a driver, and Coach, you volunteered. You just like long truck drives?
You know, I'm really weird like that. You can just ask my wife, but I was raised in the oil field, learned to operate all that stuff. And I actually really enjoyed it. I mean, it's kind of therapeutic. I will tell you, the 2,000-mile drive in a semi, though, that was plenty. Yeah, by the time I got there, I was ready for some relief.
Yeah, you guys got caught in a blizzard and like just outside El Paso, right?
Oh, it was incredible. You couldn't see past the hood of the truck. And you're thinking you're down by Mexico. You know, you won't see snow. But we drove through a couple of foot of snow and had some white knuckle effect for quite a while.
I would imagine so.
He used to also, by the way, drive the bus. He still drove the bus to the games. He drove his team to the games. All right, so you've heard some folks on open mic talk about Alan. What about the people he had those battles with? Union and Jinx had epic battles. How many times did they meet in state championship games? How many times were they down to the wire? How many times were they epic games? And those men on the other side were former Union head coach Bill Blankenship, now at Owosso as the head coach, and current Union head coach Kirk Frederick. Many of them lost games to this guy that made them pull their teeth and their hair out. So I went to talk to both of them. You're going to hear both of them interweaved with questions here talking about Alan Trimble, the coach, and Alan Trimble, the man. And I first talked to Bill Blankenship. I said, when I say Alan Trimble, what do you think of?
Handshakes in the middle of the field. You know, some good, not so good.
Yeah, some before, some after.
Oh, yeah, the befores are always okay. The afterwards were, you know, some not so good, you know, and then some great memories. But just being on the journey together was a lot of fun.
Well, obviously champion. I mean, you know, he won a lot of football games, but second word would be adversary. You know, I mean, he's a guy that, you know, worthy opponent, those types of things come to mind. A lot of respect for what he was able to do for many years and the way he did things.
The adversary part's the part I find interesting, because you, Bill, others who have had those battles with him were, but you can't help like that guy when you're not playing against him.
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, that's what, you know, anytime that you feel like you've got a really good relationship with a competitor, a tough competitor, you know, it's a two-way street. You've got to be able to reach out and develop and understand the respect level that he had for the programs he was facing as well. And so, you know, he made that relationship very easy for me especially when I got back to Union. And you know, we had so many of those games, and you know, you look up, and I probably had more games against him than Bill did.
There's no doubt during those games, during that time, I mean, you want to do anything you can to beat them, to destroy them, I mean, it's just that Union Jinx thing is just unbelievable if you live through it. But over time, the respect grew to a whole nother level, because you realize that he's doing what you're doing. I mean, he's fighting like you're fighting. He's building like you're building. He's investing in young people like you want to be. I grew great respect for him. Alan, you say it all the time, we're friends and we don't have coffee together. I mean, we don't go hang out. There was no doubt that we would call each other a friend.
Take me to the first time you talked to him after his diagnosis.
It was in the summertime at a passing league, and it was definitely a tough situation. When I first heard of it, it was like just a punch in the gut to me. I was surprised how much, you know, he meant to me, how much it bothered me. You compete against each other and you have respect and you care for each other, but until something like that happens, it, you know, emotionally just grabs you and you realize, man, this is a guy that I care about.
Rick Jones called me. He had just heard the rumor mill had hit really, I mean, fast and furious, and I heard it all over the place. And I remember feeling, I just know he's getting 100 phone calls and 100,000 text messages and so forth, and I just didn't want to be that guy. And I called, and I still remember going, and he answered. And I can't, I still go, golly, I didn't expect you to pick up, man. He goes, well, I saw you called. I mean, you know, and it honored me that he would even answer the phone, because I can't imagine what it's like in that circumstance, but I know he had, his phone was blown up. And it was a special moment for him just to have the grace and incredible, you know, ability to reach out to me and say, yeah, I want to take your call.
I do remember asking him, hey, is there anything we can do for you? And he said, yeah, don't blitz on third down next year. You know, so you talk about making it easy. That's a good response, and a lot of humor and wit with Coach Trimble.
Is there a game or two of those that you think back on that really stand out for you between the two of you?
You know, the one that will always stand out maybe more than others just because of the NFL Network situation was a classic game in 2007. And getting the interactions between both staffs, you know, with us being mic'd up.
We've been in a bunch of overtime games in the past, all right? Hey, it's loser leave town, all right? And I'll tell you guys right now, I'm proud of you no matter what, all right?
Win this backyard bowl, hook up. Hey, who are you playing for?
Seeing the inside workings of the game definitely makes that one memorable.
It was so amazing, Rick, because you were part of it. Every time you thought it can't get any better, you're just like, how could that happen? How could that game finish that way?
10 minutes away from 11 o'clock. It's been one of the longest high school football games ever. The backyard bowl has been everything it was meant to be. 42 all, and here we go. Good snap. There's the hold. There's the kick.
I love the couple early on in the 2000s at Skelly when the place was just packed. Unbelievable to walk out of the tunnel, going in and done warm-ups. And we knew it was going to be a big crowd, but then to come back out and just see the place full. I can't even tell you what amazing thing it was when you think back that our kids got to play in a full house in that environment.
You've heard this about a lot of people. Oh, he's a good coach. He's a better person. And it's absolutely true about him. What is it about him as a man?
He's a well-rounded person. And, you know, his faith is obviously helped him in that. And that's, you know, something that we share as well. And so I think that there's a connection there. There's no doubt that he's had a huge impact on our game, and we're so fortunate that we have somebody like him who's had an impact on high school kids.
He's being the person I don't think I'm brave enough to be. He's being the man we all want to be. He's facing this hideous disease that steals your body, but it hadn't stolen his spirit, and it hadn't stolen his heart, and it hadn't stolen his mind. He's still hilarious. He cracks more jokes. He does all that in a body that's wasting away. I've told him this, and I don't have the courage to want to do what he's doing, but I hope I can live like he does. He lives counting his days and making them count, and he asked me to be a part of a roast that what they did 6 months ago. And I sat there and heard the stories, and I heard the players and the parents. And I couldn't help but think I would have been happy if my kids played for Alan Trimble.
To know Bill Blankenship, you have to know how important that last statement is. All his kids played for him. They're all Union Lifer kids. They all played for him, too. You know, one played for him later on.
Yeah.
For him to say he would have been okay for Alan to coach his kids, I've never heard Bill say something with that much respect.
What does that mean to you to hear that, Coach?
Well, you guys are playing dirty pool. I tell you, that goes straight to my heart. I love Bill. He's a great guy. But, hearing those words from such a great Christian guy means a lot to me.
Take a quick break. We've got another half hour with Coach Alan Trimble. Use that open mic button on your KRMG app. Send your tributes, your questions. to KRMG Morning News 8 a.m. In-Depth Hour as we look at the life and career of Coach Alan Trimble, the former Jinx coach who had 17 trips to the state championship game and came home with 13 titles in those 17 trips. Alan Trimble's influence goes far beyond the players he coached. He's had a lasting impact on his colleagues as well.
Clay Martin is the assistant director for community education over the athletic programs and the head boys basketball coach at Jinx Public Schools. He's also an NFL referee on the side. His time working with Coach Trimble, or Coach Trim as many call him, began in 2003. Martin tells me Coach Trim was always willing to help.
He just always knows what to say at the right time, at the right moment. He's a pearl of wisdom. He's got so many nuggets of wisdom that we all learn from. Selfishly, as a guy not directly associated with our football program, you just wish you could have been around him more.
While Martin never officiated one of Coach Trim's games, he told me that would have been a conflict. He did watch from the stands with the eye of a ref.
And I thought he was so good about picking and choosing when to question, when to maybe get a little fired up.
And now facing this new challenge, Martin says Coach Trim has shown the same tenacity he's always been known for.
He has shown more class and poise and the heart of a champion than in this trying time, as a human being going through a tough situation.
Now, Martin tells me it's Trimble's approach to fighting ALS that continues to inspire so many people.
I love the quote that he gave early on. He said, you know what? He said, I've got to look myself in the mirror, and now I've got to act and fight the way I've challenged my players to do for the last, 20 plus years.
Trimble is universally loved in Jinx, where he's coached for so long, but Martin tells me that is not where it stops.
Alan Trimble is touching people's hearts and lives well beyond Jinx America just for the faith that he's continuing to show.
Martin wrapped up by telling me he wishes he had more time with Coach Trim to learn from him, but he says he's already taking what he did learn from Alan Trimble and using it to inspire his basketball players and his own children.
It's just maximize your minutes. We tell our players all the time, don't count your minutes, make your minutes count. What about your days of life? You never know when life's going to throw a curveball at you. And so hopefully we're challenging our guys to maximize each opportunity they get on a daily basis.
Skyler Cooper, News 102.3, KRMG.
Issues that matter to you. Expanded on the KRMG Morning News 8 a.m. In-Depth Hour.
Don't count your minutes. Make your minutes count. Are there favorite adages that you would share with your players every year?
The answer to that would be yes, but I don't know if I could come up with one right now. But, we obviously, I always just want to teach them to be servants. I want them to always put the team ahead of themselves. I probably had some statements about that, but you caught me off guard. I don't know if I can come up with any of them. But, I tell you, I want to just jump in and tell Clay Martin thank you. I offered him a job two or three times. Everybody thinks he's a basketball coach, and he is. He's an NFL official, but he truly is one of the best leaders that we have on our campus. He's a great mentor to kids. Would have been a great football coach. I think he was a pretty good football player.
He was. Good tied into it. Decided he didn't like getting hit.
That. But anyway, I appreciate those words, Clay.
We've got a couple of emails here too, Dan. I have one from Bruce Birkinshaw. You and I know him from Cox.
Yes.
Cox, he works for Cox Cable, and he also coaches 8th grade boys basketball. And he wanted me to reach out and say thanks. He really enjoyed the segment with the coaches, and he just wanted to say thanks for having set. But he said he's learned a lot from you, and he just loves being around you.
Yeah, Bruce is a great guy. I walk by his office all the time. We do our TV show over there.
Right. Yeah, and not only that, but also have one from John Colley, our controller.
Yes.
He's a Jinx band student dad. You stood with him in California at the Rose Parade, and he was talking about your service and driving the truck out there. So you're touching people all over.
Okay. More comments via open mic.
Hey, Coach Trimble. Thanks for being a good coach, but more importantly, thanks for caring about our young people. If more people were like you, our kids would be different. Thank you.
Coach, I hosted Coach's Corner on Channel 47 many years ago with you and Coach Blankenship. Part of the show was to interview players, and I was always overly impressed with the players that you and Coach Blankenship have had so much to do in developing them into great men.
You recognize that voice?
I recognize the voice, but I can't place the name with it.
I think it's Mark, isn't it? Was it Mark Rogers?
Maybe.
I bet it is. Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I wonder if that's the case. All right, Alan, you're dealing with this like no one could ever deal with it. I mean, you're just such a positive guy. You always have been. He's Will Rogers. I mean, literally, I don't think he's met a guy he hadn't liked, other than that one official you were talking about in the game in the 90s.
There's a few officials.
Yeah, like that. How every day, knowing what you're facing, do you do that?
Yeah, I the first answer I would say is certainly my faith. I said right after I got diagnosed, it's definitely going to be time to practice what I preached all those years to those players. And it's been a challenge. I mean, you know, just being honest with everybody, ALS, it's a big challenge. I mean, we know all about the disease, but, you know, the mentally tough part about it is, you know, I go to the doctor about once a month, and you never get good news. You never walk in and say, hey, coach, you're getting better. You're getting stronger. You're looking good. Sometimes they say that, but it's never you're getting stronger. But, you know, it's a mentally tough thing. As the disease continues to progress, you know, my dear wife, Courtney, she has to take care of me now. You know, my hands are failing. So, you know, how do I do that? It's definitely a group of peers like Coach Blankenship, you know, Coach Fred, Coach Alexander, the people at our church, at the park, just a lot of people keep building me up and helping me out. And again, you fall back on those things that you've tried to instill in your kids all those years. You got to keep pressing on.
And how about your family? You mentioned that, but you've got family, and this has got to be, I mean, on a daily basis, you don't want to bring it up and just talk about it, but it's there. What do you do?
Well, you try to live strong. You try to be real. One of those things I was trying to think of a while ago is never waste a crisis. And I think that I think the good Lord works in everything. You know, he's not necessarily interested as much in your comfort as he is building your character. And you know, I am hopeful to teach my kids and those people around me, to keep a good attitude and do what you can do with the time you have left.
You're doing that.
We've heard from former players, from colleagues, from coaches you've competed against, and we heard a little bit from the community, but let's go in depth on that right now. And KRMG's Russell Mills spent quite a bit of time in Jinx America, gauging Coach Trim's impact there.
So I'm at the intersection of Elm and Main Street, right in the heart of Jinx, and I'm going to step into a place called Hugo's Family Restaurant. Hello. Hi. My name is Russell. I'm with KRMG Radio. Uh-huh. We are doing a special show about Alan Trimble. And Trimble? Yes, and I'm just looking for a place where I can kind of talk to people about, do they know who he is?
Everybody knows who he is here.
Everybody knows.
So you said, like, everybody knows him.
Well, yeah, and Jinx.
Why?
Everybody knows him because he's a wonderful coach and a really good man. And he's been a coach here for years. There's even a street named after him.
Coffee. How are you folks doing?
Good.
My name is Russell. I'm with KRMG Radio. And we are doing a show this weekend about Coach Alan Trimble. Are you guys from Jinx? Are you Jinx folks?
We are.
Okay. When I talk to people about Coach Trimble, their eyes kind of light up a little bit, like, oh, yeah, that's our guy.
Yeah.
Can you tell me?
Wonderful man.
Tell me what,
wonderful
why.
Wonderful Christian man. He did a lot for our team to draw them together, to be brothers, to be young gentlemen. It's just remiss.
So he taught more than football. He taught these guys how to be young men.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
You're getting sad.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make you sad, but tell me why. You miss him?
Well, yeah, but just the impact that he's had on so many lives is just special because it's about more than just football. And he truly cares about the boys and about what kind of young men they become.
We had a brother that had leukemia.
So you've dealt with this.
And it's tough.
Yeah.
But he's tougher. And it's wonderful. It's wonderful to see what he's doing, even though we know
there's
what
no
it's
cure
like.
And there's no reversing.
No.
We watched our brother go downhill. Got to where he couldn't walk.
Walking across the parking lot to Ron's Hamburgers and Chili.
Do you know who Alan Trimble is?
He's a Korean. Hmm?
He's a Korean.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, about 25 years at least.
I just think about the students he has had and the influence for good with them. And there's probably maybe never know what his teachings have carried through to them and what they will be to someone else. That came from Alan. So.
But he's been a strong influence on everybody he run into.
Yeah, that's right.
And you think he's the best.
He's the best, and that is a sentiment that Russell heard over and over and over again in Jinx. I know you recognize some of those voices. The Hugos, is that who you said the last?
Yes, Hugos. Was? It's shocking that you'd find Coach Trimble at Hugos or Ron's Chili House. Both serve bacon and chili. So that's probably my two favorite places.
He said it's hard to keep that physique now.
Yes, you have to work hard to look like this.
It's a delight to have you here. Let's take one more break. You have another opportunity, folks, to hit that open mic button. Leave your wishes for Alan Trimble.
We tell you the three big things you need to know every 15 minutes, all day. Now, back to the KRMG Morning News 8 a.m. In-Depth Hour on News 102.3 KRMG.
As a senior at Jinx High School, I can really see the difference that Coach Trimble has made in the Jinx community and school. I mean, it's just been incredible what he's done for us and how inspiring he's been. And even though I never personally played for him, I've had many friends who have, and I mean, I could really see the change he's made in their lives.
Hey, Coach T. Zebra here from Claremore. Just want to say thanks for what you've done to Oklahoma football. Always put us on the map. Jinx has always done well. And thanks for everything, and God bless.
Hi, my name is Ellen Lucas, and I live across from your mom and dad. And I've admired you, and they do, and I understand how you turned out that way because your mom and dad are just wonderful people who saved my dogs. Thank you.
Huh. Thanks to everybody who's leaving comments via open mic. Coach, tell us a little bit about your influences. I mean, who were your heroes growing up?
It's a great question. You know, I had a lot of points of light growing up. I mean, obviously, my parents were the ones that got me out of the starting blocks. You know, they so thankful for them introducing me to faith. Also, so thankful for my dad, you know, being Army and a refinery worker. We got up early and we worked hard. My high school football coach, Ron Wolf, who was a Jinx grad, by the way, was one of the first guys who really motivated me internally. I mean, he was a great guy, wanted me to be a better person. As I moved on, you know, as a young head coach, I went and followed, had the blessing of hanging out with Tom Osborne and his staff for a few summers. Also, Coach Snyder at K-State. I wanted to just model guys who had been successful and, in my opinion, you know, did it right. But and maybe, you know, maybe the biggest influence, the guy that taught me the most was a guy named Larry Carricker, who coached at Owosso for years. But one of the first guys that I got to work with that really had the children's best interest at mind before anything else.
Now, there are going to be people coming behind you saying that Alan Trimble is their inspiration, that they're taking what they learned as a head coach from them. What does that mean?
Well, you know, at the time when you're battling through your coaching career, you don't really take the time to think about stuff like that, Rick. But I think Don King told me, I think I have 16 or 17 guys that were on my staff that have been head coaches now. So it's an incredible, I don't know what you call it, just it's a great feeling to know that hopefully you have impacted some people. And by the way, I am thankful for everyone who called in with good messages and positive information about me because, you know, my journey hasn't been without flaw. I've certainly made mistakes and you know, not done everything correctly. But, you know, just looking back in the rearview mirror, it's just you can't explain my career. It's obviously God has really blessed me with so many great players, great people, members of the media. I mean, I've been surrounded by wonderful people. It's just an incredible blessing.
Yeah, I got a text here, Dan, from David Deshane. His kids played at Union. His son Brian was an All-Stater at Union. Yes. He was an All-Conference player at the University
Great
of Tulsa.
Lineman.
Yeah, he was. And he says he was going to leave an open mic, but he didn't think he could get through it. And he said he wants to echo what Coach B said. It would have been an honor to have Brian play for you. Those are big words from a Union
guy. That's pretty big, isn't it? People don't understand that.
Couple more open mics.
I'm a Bixby band mom, and I wanted to tell the coach thank you because I've never met you, but I do respect you and what you've done in your program. You'll never know how many ripples that stone you cast into the pond of life will cause. It will go on forever, and God bless you, and thank you for all you do.
The Bible says we're to be salt and light. If you don't know what that means or how to live it, just take a look at Alan Trimble.
One of my favorite adages that a hero of mine uses all the time is they won't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And I can see, I don't know if you've ever used that with your players, but you've certainly lived it. And on behalf of the community, thank you, Alan Trimble. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate that. And yeah, I use that all the time. It was in my book. I don't know who I stole it from, but it's in my book.
Around.
Yeah, but yeah, I appreciate that. You know, it's like I said, it's been the privilege and the honor and the blessing's been all mine. It's been a blast.
Well, you know, and these all have been great calls, Alan, because we took the one bill collector out. So you're safe.
No doubt.
Everything is good there. I have to ask you this. In all those classic Union Jinx games, the ones where you guys won, what's the one that you go, yep, that's the one I stole. That's the one I pulled something out of the hat, and that's the game.
Well, the first one that pops in my mind is 1998. Union, the second or third game that year, came to our stadium at Jinx and just beat the tar out of us. Danny Morris had 6 touchdowns. They were, as I recall, they were just an offensive powerhouse. Coach Blankenship's oldest son, Josh, I believe, was a QB.
55-45 that game.
And we were young. We had some good talent. We had some great young players on that team. That was Ben Bowling, Matt McCoy, a young Bobby Klink. So anyway, fast forward, we battled and battled, and we came over to OSU in the state championship game, and we were able to upset them. And believe me, it was a complete upset because they were loaded. But probably on the whole journey of things, that season and that game was probably one of the best feelings ever.
Yet that key one catch will go down in history.
Oh, yeah.
An 80-yarder at Skelly Stadium. And I remember Don King's TV call was, "I don't believe what I've just seen." And I can tell you from the Union broadcast, neither could I.
No, well, I didn't either. But, you know, I was on the headsets with our offensive coordinator telling him we needed to throw the ball on the sideline. We only had one timeout. So we throw the ball across the middle to get tackled. The game's over. But he said, "You know what? I think it'll really work." So I said, "Well, okay, I trust you. Let's go." And the rest is history. I tried to talk him out of it.
He didn't need to.
The history that you have etched in the chronicles of Northeastern Oklahoma, people are going to talk about your career and your legacy for a long time, Coach. And again, thank you for being here and spending the hour with us.
Thank you, guys. It's been a great deal of fun. And thanks to everybody who called in and left great messages.
Yeah, 100 years from now, they won't remember us, but they'll remember you.
Former Jinx coach, Alan Trimble.